Welcome to the President's Forum podcast, one in a series of business presentations from leading and successful CEOs and entrepreneurs. Each podcast presents a speech from a live President's Forum event. These forums, held in cities across the country, bring successful business leaders together to share ideas and solve problems by learning firsthand from others who've been there before. These interactive events include presentations like the one you're about to hear. Enjoy this program, brought to you by the Entrepreneurship Institute.
This is a great opportunity for MicroSemi to rub shoulders as a, you know, kind of a corporate citizen for Orange County. MicroSemi, we're a publicly traded company. About 7 years ago, our market cap was around $24 million. 7 years later, we're market cap right now, we're touching just about $2 billion in the last 7 years. And the company's formulated by predominantly a lot of acquisitions. You know, we did a lot of acquisitions, and we did a lot of blocking and tackling, putting companies together. And the presentation, this presentation I'm going to show here today, pretty much the one that I show Wall Street. But when I'm with Wall Street, I'm pushing on gross margin, operating margins, efficiencies, you know, trying to convince the institutional investor why they should put money in MicroSemi and believe in our story. Today's going to be a little bit different because when I looked at the instructions for this conference and understand that, you know, it's predominantly private companies and entrepreneurs here, I'm going to try to walk you through some of the tough decisions that we made and some of the things that took us from the 20-something million dollars to the $2 billion, and I'm here to tell you $2 billion and growing. Being a public company, I have to show you these disclaimers. You know, there are many, many benefits to going public. There are many, many more benefits to not. And that's a whole different talk, but I can tell you about it. Essentially, when you get to the short here, is what I'm telling you here, that everything I'm going to tell you is really a disclaimer. And if you really want to know what's going on in my life, you need to read the 8Ks, the 10Ks, the 10Qs, and whatever else documents you want people come up with that intrigues me. The first thing about MicroSemi that made us very, very successful, or becoming successful, is we put together a business plan where we were focusing on a lot of diversity. You know, I firmly believe in the old rolling recession, where I don't think the whole world has one large recession, but if you look at the wave, like at a football stadium when they stand, they do the wave, there's always a recession somewhere. All right, so what we are is an extremely diverse company in multiple markets, and it's kind of scattered out enough right now where we operate in what I call buckets, because once again, auditing committees don't let you use the word segments or anything, but we operate in a lot of unique buckets, and I'll walk you through them. We have two major product lines. One's high reliability products. High reliability products, we focus on aerospace, defense, satellite business, implantable medical, defibrillators, pacemakers, and we do all the ICs that are predominantly inside that control them. A lot of business in the satellite business. Satellite business is right now pretty much on fire. We'll probably launch maybe 17 to 24 satellites this year and double that for the next 3 years going forward. And our content in satellites, somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million per satellite, and all very, very high gross margins. Here I did a lot of manufacturing efficiencies. Essentially, I took 15 different factories, bought 25, took 15 that were last man standing, and consolidated them to four facilities. So by the end of this year, I'll have four operating facilities. So I took these pretty much, well, let's say the oldest houses on the blocks, where utilization is about 20%, and I did a lot of blocking and tackling and assemble the companies. I have high barriers to entry. Essentially what I bought was old technology nobody else really wanted in this particular market space. This is technology that was built 15, 20, 25 years ago. And I call the name high reliability products. The fact of the matter, if anybody knows technology, these things are discretes. Wall Street gives you no value if you use the wrong word. If you use the word discrete, you're going to get a multiple on your stock of maybe 1.2 times to 1.5 times. So what I did around 4 years ago, I stopped the word discrete. Now what they are is high reliability products. So they truly are. They go into human body, they go into space, and they get a price of about $2 to maybe $10 per high reliability product. But the fact of the matter is nothing but discretes. Nobody else wanted it. We bought all the companies at one-time revenue or less because they were using the word discrete and no one gave any value for it, and they were underutilized. So we put them into the MicroSemi family. The barriers to entry are very, very high. Nobody can build MicroSemi product because they can't just go to a subcontractor and say, I want to build the equipment to manufacture this guy's product. No one makes this manufacturing equipment anymore. It's all pretty unique. We maintain it. And anybody that had any manufactured equipment to buy it, I either bought the equipment, I put it in storage, or I flat out destroyed it. So the barriers to entry are easily 3 to 5 years and gaining for us. It's becoming very profitable, and I'll tell you why. I'm 70 to 90% sole source in all these spaces over here. So what I simply did, after I did the blocking and the tackling, is I raised the prices. Technology, you can't raise prices, right? A lot of businesses, very difficult to raise prices. I raised the price in excess of, I told the Wall Street, between 40 and 70% over the last 18 months. And going forward, I told the customers to expect over the next 3 years, year after year, a 10% increase in price. And I explained to them why. You know, essentially this is a market space where they want you to build everything in the United States. The United States is very expensive. Okay? They don't want you to obsolete any product because it's going to be on defense programs. And last but not least, we spent $2 to $3 million taking lead out of all our ICs, and guess what? Military guys want lead. So they're going to pay for it. And the margins tell the tale. Very predictable. Lead times on these things, if someone has a business, our turns rate's less than 30% quarter over quarter, which is probably the best in the industry. And my lead time somewhere between, for this high reliability sector, I get orders 18 to 26 week lead time is not uncommon. So I have plenty of time to get my product out for any given quarter. The other side, this is where the technology is. This is the high-performance analog mixed signal. Essentially, it's analog. Does the industry give you a multiple for analog? No, but they give you a great multiple for high-performance analog mixed signal. All right. So once again, just kind of a branding situation. Here, we're truly a technology leader in the gadgets, the widgets, the consumer products. Our focus is predominantly driving lamps and driving CCFL lamps and lights. For instance, inside this notebook here, these are light lamps right here, CCFL lamps, in-dashboard navigation system, CCFL lamps, next generation LCD TVs, all CCFL lamps. And we enter that market extremely strong, and I'll walk you through some of the growth factors that we've performed in there. I do a lot of wireless stuff. I do power amplifiers for wireless LAN. There are 14 or 15 manufacturers that make the chipsets. There are only two guys in the world that can make power amplifiers 5.8 gig and above, with Gallium Arsenide. Microsemi is one of them. That was a nice strategic acquisition on technology that is kind of a black magic next generation RF technology. And we bought that because we knew it was going to be exclusive and that it would take a team of people or multiple companies to get together and share technologies. And I bought most of the patents in this particular area. This model is fabulous. We used to build everything right up here in Garden Grove in a 4-inch facility. I've taken this entire product line and moved it over to China. Oh my, what a surprise. Right. And the reason for that, my manufacturing costs are down substantially than it was 7 years ago. High margins, Wall Street studies margins. Everything I introduce in here is 50% gross margins or better, and operating margins of 27 or better. If they don't hit those margin targets, I don't introduce the product. Usually if I introduce a product in this area, and these are high-end ICs, the day I introduce the product, my engineering team has to have the shrink right in place. And that's how fast the price gets detracted in the consumer product space. High growth area and very, very system engineered. High reliability products, just give you a breakout. 40% of my business is in defense, aerospace, and the satellite business. 19% of the business in implantable medical, and I'll walk you through those market segments a little closer. Defibrillators, MRI machines, and pacemakers. High performance analog mixed signal, 19% of my business is now in notebooks, LCD TVs. 1 year ago, that was about 4% of our business. So you can see that where a lot of growth area is in the notebooks and the LCD TVs. Automotive is kind of a misnomer. What I do there is we drive the lamps inside in-dashboard navigation systems. I have about 70, 80% market share. So every time you buy, if you buy a new automobile and it comes with a display in there, it's Microsemi product driving those lamps. Mobile connectivity is 10%. That's predominantly the power amplifier that I told you about, wireless LAN, 802.11a, B, and G. And for those that are technocrats, 802.11n, pre-N, we have about 90% market share there as well. Industrial and other, that's the catch-all box. When you buy a lot of companies and put it together, you have to have a box to put the stuff that really doesn't meet, you know, your financial standards that you want. What I'm doing with that box right now is I'm pretty much separating it, walking away from the business as I grow the other businesses, and or moving to the Philippines to manufacture. Once again, oh my, what a surprise. Can't build the United States. Can't afford it. Just another example. This pretty much shows diversity. You know, everybody's got a customer list of the who's who. It's very nice. They're very similar in the market space. What differentiates Microsemi is we don't have any customer larger than 10%. The trick is, if you read the Q's and the K's, you'll find out that I don't have any customer larger than 6%. Okay? And that's just the breadth of the diversity of the company. And it's not uncommon in any given quarter that I'll have one of the top seven customers in each of the six boxes. So it's very, very diverse. So if one market kind of slides off, it's okay. The other markets will balance Microsemi. This is what it started back in 2001. We put a plan together. We said, okay, we had 15 sites. Utilization was probably about 20%. What doesn't show on this chart, there were 2,600 Microsemi employees worldwide. It was probably the most inefficient operation. That's about when I joined the company, about 6 months before here. Income per employee was about 3,000. Gross margin was 28. And the operating margin was 6.3. And Wall Street gave you no market cap, no nothing. So we put together an aggressive plan. We gave it a nice name, Factory Utilization Enhancement Program. We all like that. Wall Street likes things that are being enhanced. essentially, last quarter that I reported, I took it from 15 sites down to 6. My sales per employee up to about 221,000. The income per employee about 37,000. Gross margins are up to 50%, which is my original target if you go to the right. And my operating margin is 27.3%. So we hit our financial targets, right? So Wall Street says what's next. So we did a couple things. I bought yet another company. I bought a company called Advanced Power Technology. They're up in Bend, Oregon. Gave them 1.6 times revenue going forward, which was about $140 million I gave them. They were a public company. I'm going to strip out all their public costs, right? Very difficult for a company under $100 million to go public these days. The cost of the auditors is phenomenally high. Trying to lower my rate as I speak here. But it's a fact. Small, under $100 million going public today, well, with all the embedded costs, very, very difficult. So I'm taking them to where they can't go. And I get probably a 6 times multiple for my market. So if I buy them, I get 1.6 for them, 6 times multiple. I'll pay 140, and Wall Street will give me a valuation of it of $700 or $800 million. And that'll hit in the next 4 or 5 weeks. High reliability products, discretes. You have to have a business plan. Don't make it, my business plan is this, by the way. This is the same business plan I show my board of directors. It's the same one I go through my employees. It's the same one I show Wall Street. There's no big secret what Microsemi is doing. And it shouldn't be. I think the person at the front desk should know much about the company as the board of directors. Okay, so this is a pretty good template that we use here in Microsemi. And the value proposition is real plain and simple. You put 4 or 5, you know what they are. One is sole source positioning. Most all my markets, I either have 70% or greater market share, or I'm entering with the intention of having 70% market share going forward. And if you don't get to 70, that's right. You get to 10, get to 20, get to 30, step by step. But just keep bringing the business in. A lot of lean manufacturing initiatives. Manufacturing is the key. Burn a lot of money, you don't manufacture right. Not to mention procure. a lot of growth in military spending. You might have noticed there's a conflict going on. And more to come. Military spending is robust, and it's going to get stronger over the next 5 years. Anybody who thinks the budget's going to go down in defense is absolutely incorrect. Okay? And my backlog proves that. A lot of growing electronic content. That's the beauty of life. Everybody likes more electronics. And then in Medicare, we started putting product in the implantable defibrillators. And just when you think life can't get any better, what happens? Medicare decides they're going to cover implantable operations for defibrillators. And once Medicare gets in, I'm telling you, it gets abused and the volumes go up in any given product. Someone goes in 50 years old, right? Feeling a little tired, right? Their foot hurts. They're walking out with a defibrillator. Guaranteed. Bragging about defibrillators for us? What we do is we do the charging, the switching, the protection of these devices. And as these devices expand in functionality, so does Microsemi content. So you get a pretty good market here. This is a great one if you're in the medical market space. There's 3 customers, right? There's Guidance, St. Jude, and Medtronic. They own 95% of the business. Not hard to figure out what the business is going to do. You've got to talk to 3 guys in this particular market. Now, remember, it's about 19% of my business. The organic growth rate of this particular market, you've got to know the growth rates of your markets, right? If you don't know the growth rates of your markets, go find out. The organic growth rate of this market is 15 to 20%. Over the next 12 months, and probably will consistently grow somewhere between 18 and 22 over the next 3 to 5 years. In addition to that, my dollar content keeps increasing. We started with $22. So I get the organic growth rate of 15 to 20%, and then I get a dollar content by the end of 06 of greater than $100. So you do the math. This particular section, which is a very high margin, high profitable section, will grow over 40, 45% per year over the next 3 years. And just raking the money. And it's predominantly sole source. Military programs, like I mentioned, we did a lot of acquisitions. We bought every last man standing guy in the discrete business, except for two small little private companies. Right? And how I manage them is yet another story. And essentially, is their product I give away for free, my sole source product I charge for. Kind of drives them out of the market. And that's all legal, by the way. It's fair competition. So they say. Defense program, there's probably not a defense program that Microsemi is not on. And we're all over the place. Radar communications, cockpit, landing gear. It's all predominantly 90% or so sole source Microsemi content. And that's why I raised the prices. Right? I raised the prices because simply we could. High-performance analog mixed signal, this is the juice. This is the one that gets all the money. All the R&D money, I spend $20-30 million a year on R&D. 95% of it goes into this particular section here because this is the real growth of the company going forward. The other one will rake in a tremendous amount of cash. It's not a cash cow, but it rakes in a lot of cash. But guys in technology like myself, we got to spend. Okay, we got to put money in technology. So what we did is we put together a company. We started with a little 4-inch facility. Acquired a little company called Infinity up the road, convinced the management team that owned that to sell it to Microsemi, and myself and my management team, when the owners of Microsemi, because Microsemi has been around, since 1960, if you guys are here in Orange County. You saw that old dirty building years ago that I've since closed down. The guys that ran Microsemi, they were busy measuring my property in Garden Grove and my mixed signal company. And as they were measuring the property, I had my eye on the stock ticker. So lo and behold, 1 year later, it was kind of like who bought who. We sold it to them for $20 million, $1 north of book, and got their stock ticker and then started modifying things. This particular high-force analog mixed signal, real system engineer driven. You got to really sit down and understand the building blocks, the architecture, and the fundamentals of your end, customer's product, and you got to know that product better than they know it. A lot of new products, and I have a lot of intellectual property. I have a lot of patents. And most of the patents I bought. Let me just tell you about integration of products that are very, very important. When we started Microsemi, we had a family of products in the top left hand, and we started building CCVL controllers, lighting controllers for in-dashboard navigation systems. And our claim to fame was that our patents would allow the lights to strike in all-weather testing. And you don't sell to an automotive market space unless you can meet the all-weather testing and the rollover, ignite, crash testing, and the like. And we had a nice little business, all right? The problem was that there's only so many in-dashboard navigation systems. And it's about 6% of the total business of the company now. Years ago, it was around 30. And it declines in ASPs. So what we did is we said, okay, where else do they use the same lamps? And then we were very happy to find out that, guess what? In every notebook computer, there are the same exact lamps, right? They're a little bit longer. You have to strike them a little bit different. And then, oh, guess what? There's a product coming down the road called LCD TVs, top right, and there is a heaven, right, when LCD TVs hit the market. Because guess what? They're all CCVL lamps. And the beauty of it is there's not two lamps like in a automotive navigation systems, and there's not 2 to 4 like in a notebook. There's 20 to 40 to 80 lamps and gaining, right? So what we did is we entered that notebook market space, LCD TV market space, 18 months ago. 18 months ago, we went to Wall Street, went to our customers, said, we are entering the notebook market space and we're going to take on the entrenched leader. The guy's name was O2, and I say was because he's losing a lot of market share. And LCD TVs were just starting, so there was no real entrenched customer, competitor, but we entered the market. We closed the first year of shipping product. We ship to the CCVL controller is about 10% of notebooks. So one out of every 10 notebooks now has Microsemi's CCVL controller in it and gaining. And the intent here is to have 30 to 40% of market share in the next 5 years. And if you have 30 to 40% of notebooks, the volumes are very high. There's a lot of money to be made. In addition to it, we're introducing a family of product to go along with it, ambient light sensors. We invented a light sensor technology. Oh, we found a little company that had it. We bought them. I forget how it went. But here and there, we come up with a technology that extends the battery life in a notebook over 1 hour. And we convinced HP. And every one of the HP platforms now are using our ambient light sensor, we call it, or visible light sensor is the technical term for it. And lo and behold, others are following as we speak. The next generation product will extend the battery life up to 2 hours. A BlackBerry like you got, Steele, we could extend the battery life up to 22 hours with the next generation ambient light sensor and most cell phones. I just got to find the right packaging so I can package it and sell, you know, a little bit smaller form fit. But we will. Someone out there has that technology. Well, we'll develop it. LCD TVs, this is if you like to play in markets, this is one of the best markets. 2 years ago, we shipped 8 million LCD TVs into the market space, and they were pretty horrible. Okay, they were very, very discreet oriented. I used the D word there. Old technology, just trying to fill an application. Last year, we shipped as an industry 20 million LCD TVs. So what's happening now is, you know, we hit the price target where the consumer will buy it. Right? Next year, or this year we're in right now, they're expecting to ship somewhere between 45 and 48 million LCD TVs. So I got a great market that's doubling. And doubling again, and I'm here to tell you, probably be 100 million the following year out. What we're doing at Micro Semi is, okay, guys, we're in there with a CCL controller, and that controller sells for on or about $1.32. Okay? And 27 inches and above, I've got 30% market share and gaining, which is all the new next generation monolithic solutions. So the play here for Micro Semi, I think, you know, continue our strength and growing, is simply dollars per widgets. You're inside this one unit, all right? What else can you sell to them? And we've got in our little handbag, our trick, probably about $8 worth of content for every LCD TV. So today the math is pretty simple. I'm shipping $1.32 to 30% of the LCD TVs. Right. Now what I'm trying to do, or we're going to do, is get the dollar content up. Next year at this time, if I were here to speak next time, I'll probably have $3 worth of content every LCD TV. And you do the math and gain market share. And in 3 years out, we'll easily have $8 to $10 worth of technology. And this, the ICs that we have, we already have in our bag. We have a great family of, I don't know if anybody's audiophile here, Class D Audio. Well, it is an advanced PWM, but it needs no heat sink. And every LCD TV is going to put audio in it, obviously. And we've got that technology. So we're getting design wins as we speak. And then there's a multitude of other streaming video media that you're doing your website. All LCD TVs get that built into it. There's going to be a standard wireless LAN called 802.11n. And we've got about $4 or $5 worth of content in every 802.11n out there. Matter of fact, we're pretty much a sole source guy, 5.8 and above. This is the Wi-Fi area, same area with power amplifiers. We have 70% market share and gaining. Once again, just bought a company that has some technology, and we built all the product roadmap for them. Let me just walk you through some of the numbers. Let me do the pictures. It's easier to speak of it. This is pretty much the last 8 or 10 quarters. We continue over the last 13 quarters. We grow the company somewhere between 3 to 5% in revenue per quarter. The gross margins went up the last 8 or 9 quarters from 31% to 50 and gaining. The real play here is operating margins. This is what the whole story is right here. It's how much money you make. Right? No one really cares about your products. They don't care about your story. At the end of the day, they're going to measure up, plain and simple, how much money you make and how much free cash flow is coming into your corporation. And what we've done is the operating margin, we had a target of 27. We just blew through that. I'll modify that after my next acquisition, and we'll announce to the world or Wall Street what the number of the target will be. But we've been growing the gross margins nicely. But the operating margin, we've been growing at 1.6 to 1.8x, which means you start throwing down a lot of cash. And what we do with the cash is, back in 02, we had about $23 million in cash, and we had $5 million in debt. You go back 1 year before that, I had $24 million in cash and $19 million in debt. Pretty much on the edge of being out of business. It was gone. Okay? So what we've done over the last, 4 or 5 years is the cash position is up to about $113 million, which is not a lot of cash in our environment, but it's a secure position with cash. And we have zero debt. That's called pretty much just paying your bills. And that's pretty much the story of Micro Semi. It's just that, go into a market, know your competitors better than they know themselves, acquire the ones that you want, and make sure you're running very, very efficiently. That's pretty much the key to success. You can take it from 20 million to 2 billion, and I'm sure, played right, you can double it again, and double it again, and double it again. There's a lot of opportunity out there. And that's what we do. Okay? Any time for questions?
We hope you've enjoyed this President's Forum podcast, one in a series of business presentations from leading CEOs and entrepreneurs from across the nation. The Entrepreneurship Institute is proud to sponsor these programs, helping entrepreneurs and corporate leaders share ideas and network to build business success. Visit www.tei.net to download others' podcasts, learn more about the Entrepreneurship Institute, or find out how you may attend live President's Forum events in your area.